Tideway North West London wishes Tideway Manchester continued success as it commences its 15th year. London is forever indebted to you. This week's Tideway has been sponsored for the late Mr. and Mrs. Noe, Rabbi Kisil Zalman, and Hanan Yonta Vlipa, and Morris Toibia Rochel Bas Shmuel Shmelka. Dalet Tishri, 24th of September, Rabbi Noach Badil, Tzoim Gedalia Nitra.
There's a famous vort, I think they say between the Satmar Rebbe, that's a pasuk in Akev. This is a vort taken out of context, but the words in Parshas Akev are Mereshis Hashono Va'ad Achris Shono. Hashem looks after us from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. If you notice, it says Mereshis Hashono Va'ad Achris Shono. Really, he should have said Mereshis Hashono Va'ad Achris Hashono. What is the Hashono? It doesn't say Hashono, it says Shono. And he says, everybody beginning of the year, they say, this year is going to be the year. I'm going to do tshuva. I'm going to do things. It's going to be Mereshis Hashono. This is going to be the year. By the time you get to the end, Vadachis, Shono, it's just a year like all the other years and nothing to do. So the purpose of this year is perhaps to make it Mereshis Hashono Vadachis Hashono. You should have something. I must tell you that I'm talking to myself, not to you, but I'm giving you ideas, poshut, that we shouldn't allow the year to fly away. It's only the fourth day of the year. We should chaparayim and see what we can do with the rest of the year. I was very inspired from Rabbi Victor Miller. There's a book on Rabbi Victor Miller now, a fantastic book. I have no shares in the book, but I'm telling you, you should buy the book. It's a fantastic book. Rabbi Victor Miller was a special person. He was always a freedom gewaltig. Before his p'tira, he said something which moved me greatly. He said, Baruch Hashem, ich geh mit etwas. Baruch Hashem, I'm going with something. He knows he's going to Gan Eden, and he's got something. Our man can know that he's got something. Ich geh mit etwas. I think the purpose of this Shia is to say that we should come with etwas. We should have etwas. You know, Hashem says, Avinu, we say every day in Avinu Makenu, no al teshivenu reikom milfonecho. Don't give us something. Don't not empty-handed. Don't answer us empty-handed. And I think that if we listen carefully, we'll hear a little basko. The bunch says, and you, Hever, also don't come empty-handed. Epis, give epis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I always felt that Daf HaYomi, besides the fantastic idea of Daf HaYomi, that you get ideas of Shas. Yeah, people say, well, you go through Daf HaYomi, you pick something up. There's no question about it. Fantastic. But there's something else in Daf HaYomi, I think. Daf HaYomi, you feel the day goes away with another blot. You therefore, after a week, you've done seven blots. I remember still once, two machzorim ago, the Daf HaYomi for the winter's month, from Cheshvan till Adar Sheni, there were 6 months, it was a Ibiyor, was Baba Basra. Baba Basra was Cheshvan, and it's 180 blood, takes you right till Nisan. And I remember telling people, my wife included, you know, talk about Pesach work in Cheshvan. I said, you see this volume? We're now at the beginning. When we get to the end, we'll be at Pesach. So you say to yourself, the winter didn't run away because you're up to Ayin Zayin, you're up to Kuf Yud. The Daf HaYomi, besides the fantastic amount of ideas of Torah you get, but you see the time doesn't run away. You have something with you. So the Chochmah is, if we want it to be Mereshis Hashono, Va'ad Achris Hashono, We have to take something tangible, mitachesben. And that way we won't allow time to run away. Time flies, you see. Avada Yerushalayim, Midas Tovus. Of course, one has to work on oneself. But I'm talking about this aspect, this concept of not allowing time to run away. You know, the Chinuch Atzmo always bring a calendar out, and they have a little slit on the top, because some people like not just to tear off the sheet, they like to keep cheshbon of what went on during the year. So on the top it's got the insert spent pages through this slit. And I thought to myself, spent pages. Imagine a person could say, I'm a bored by Yomim, Avon Zokim bored by Yomim. This, and you don't just say, oh, not another week gone. No, I did seven bloods, I did this, and I did that. But you get to freedom. And you put insert spent pages through there, you feel you've spent it. So one of the eights is this Dafa Yomi. Look, some people would say, so they'll do Tehillim. Say a capital Tehillim every day. So yeah, some people are very posh. That way, you know, after 30 days, you're up to Lamed already. You get through Tehillim twice a year. Noon. 150 kapilah. I would say that is that perhaps the lower part of the spectrum, although we have no idea what Tehillim does. But I know some women do that. They're very busy with their children. Up a kapitel Tehillim every day. And they say sometimes, right, the end of the year, we went through Tehillim more than twice. And you can tell where we're up to in the year already. I'm nearly finishing the first time of Tehillim. Every Tehillim has a kapitel. I'm up to pay test. It's the 89th day. We know where we're up to. I thought of another eitz. I don't say you have to take this eitz, so you can all think of eitzes. But I thought of, what about Mishnayos? Mishnayos is a good idea. Yeah, I'll give you a moshe. A lot of people do that Dafa Yomi, but there are two stories in Mishnayos which are forgotten about. Zroim and Taras are not dealt with. Now Zroim, I'm not here only to do the arithmetic, but Zroim has 655 Mishnayos. And if you want to complete Zoroim in a year, not a bad mereshis hashonah ad achris hashonah, and you can always have a cheshbon. If you do Zoroim, two mishnayos a day, you've got it. Two mishnayos a day, you finish the whole year. Make a cheshbon, 655. You finish in two mishnayos a day. If you know, Yom Tov Maaseh Sheni, you're already coming up to summer holidays already. You know, you say, oh, summer holidays already, how about Rosh Hashanah? Oh, hold on, I've got Peor Demai, Kalayim, Shviz, Tuvis, Maaseh Sheni. I've got something to show for it. The year has not run away. If you want to do Chazor on Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, so you do three Mishnayos a day. Somebody said, three Mishnayos, that's learning. I guarantee you, I've done Zoroim, and it's very hard. Three Mishnahs a day is not easy. Because you get stuck on a Mishnah, and then you can get stuck. But you have to do three Mishnahs. If you do three Mishnahs a day, you then can leave Friday and Shabbos for Chazor. You can Chazor over the 15 Mishnahs that you did during the week. What about Taras? Kalim, Olas, Paul, and the Goyim. I've had people coming up to me and say to me, what's Mishnah? I said, you know, just do one Mishnah a day for half a year. You get through Negoim and Poro. And he came back to me and says, Gewaltig, it worked. Negoim and Poro, not so difficult at all. Of course, you have to set aside time. You can't say, well, I'll do it, you know, just straight after. It doesn't go because they're hard Mishnahs. Again, in Taras, there are 1,003 Mishnahs in Taras. 1,003. You do three Mishnahs a day, you finish in a year. You divide 1,003 by 3, you land up with 365 per erech. You land up finishing the year. And if you want to do Chazorah, so do four Mishnahs a day in Taras. And then do Chazorah on Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. You want to do both, even better. It's a Pashto Zach. Now, not like the person who said, I'm going to do Dafa Yomi. And it came to Erev Tehillim called Nidre, he was 9 block behind. Now, you can't do that, because then you're not doing it. It has to be a Achlota that I'm going to make this a Reishis Hashanah. I'll give you examples. It doesn't have to be Mishnahs. Could be Zohar Kodesh, one of the Zohar, but you know you have to have a Sefer, where you have a Seder, where, the, not that I'll do it when I can, that's Dvar Mutalim. It'll be Mereshis HaShonah, Badachis Shonah. One has to have a plan, Choyk V'lo Yavah. I don't go to bed until I finish those Mishnayim from the Telim or the Tachayim. Yeah, I'll bring you a proof that Mishnayim is a good idea. Yeah, maybe it's a bit of a, you know, people say Mishnayim is for children. But I must tell you something, I have a liar that Mishnayim is not just for children. They say, no, Mishnayim, people say it's not such an Ike Limud. Somebody met me recently, he says, Mevatz nish kan godl fin Mishnayim. I said, you're 100% right, avadu nisht. Mevatz nish kan godl fin sidde euch nish, but somebody who can't daven is in a poor way. The Talmud in Mishnayim is, as I said, first of all, to get Yedias HaTorah. And second of all, to not let the year run away with you. You suddenly see, Pshachabapon Mishnayim. My raya that Mishnayim is not meant just for Poshet HaYid. It's the Batanura. Batanura was borderline Rishonim and Achonim, and he wrote a sefer, Rabbeinu Batanura, the Rav, the Batanura, everybody knows the Batanura. Not the wine, the Batanura wine, that became famous from the Mishnayim. The Batanura, Nishposhet, he wrote a perush. What did he write a perush for? What's the point? And I'll tell you more than that. When he finished his perush, about 100 years later, came the Tosfos Yom Tov, and Tosfos Yom Tov said, "Call this a Tosfos." He used a Tosfos on the Batanura, because he tied it that the Batanura left out things, and he's got. If you learn Tosfos Yom Tov, you see it's a good Tekasha like Tosfos Rashi. It's on Batanura. I must tell you that I'm not trying to fan for with one line now. I can fan for hundreds of kashas, because the Batanura you can see gives you the poshet pshat in the Mishnah. Now many times you open the Gemara, which is where you kind of become godless, and you see that the Gemara asks a kasha on that pshat, and the Gemara destroys that pshat and tells you a different pshat, and the Batanura carries on with that pshat. How can that be? Batanura learnt the Gemara before he wrote the Perush. And the answer is because the Batanura wanted you to know the Yedias HaTorah. You'll learn the Gemara, you'll see that's not the last comment. I know for emphasis a lot of kashas. Rabbi Akiva Eger wrote on Mishnayim. Toysus Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger. The ones where we were horrible on his words till today, and he wrote on Mishnayim. A lot of the Chidushi Torah come from the Mishnayim. Toysus Rabbi Akiva Eger. So Mishnayim is not only for Yinge Kinderlach. My father told me, my father Zechon Evrocha was learning in Manchester Yeshiva in the 1930s. And he was in Yeshiva, and they noticed a certain balabos, he told me his name was Mr. Skolsky. A Yid called Mr. Skolsky, some people in Manchester know it, know the family. And he used to come into the Yeshiva every day, he told me about 5:30, to learn with his chavrusa at the back of the Beis HaMedrash. He was a balabos, he was working all day, and he learned at the back of the Beis HaMedrash. But his chavrusa only started at 6:00, and he turned up at 5:30. And they wondered why he always comes 30 minutes earlier. And they went up to this, looked from far, and they saw he set himself in a corner and started shuckling and chazon mishnayos. This man knew shisha siddur mishnah by heart, a balabos. He knew shisha siddur mishnah by heart. He would go to the Beis HaMedrash, at the back of the Beis HaMedrash, and learn chazon over 18 porkim a day. 18 porkim a day. You do, if you know it well, a perek takes 2 to 3 minutes. You multiply 18 by 2, you get to about 30 minutes. So 5:15, he would go to the back with a tiny little Mishnayos. You can get the six shishas of the Mishnah in one volume. Sit at the back, and he would go chazon over, and he had the Mishnayos in case he got stuck. He would take a peep to see, to push him on, to go back to the Mishnah. So my father told me, we knew where we were up to in the month by the bookmark. Because he had this Mishnah, which he left there, that was at the end, and you could see, as the month, because he finished Shisha Sidra Mishnah every month, 18 pokem a day, every month. 30 minutes a day, so how long is that? 15 hours. So he did the Gan Shisha Sidra Mishnah in 15, 16 hours. But once you know it, you know it, you know how it goes. We can start Ashrei, and before you know it, you're out to Vanachnu Nevorech Ka, and you haven't even thought a word, because it goes automatically. It's like the person who found himself in the middle of Moedim, and he just finished a meal. He didn't understand what happened. I remembered, because he said, Yalav Yovai, and then he came to Vnei Yerushalayim, he went to Masechet Einenu. So he suddenly finds himself in the middle of Moedim. The head can carry on beautifully. So This is a man who did Shisha Siddur Mishnah by heart. And my father said the Ikkel Limud that we had was You know, you could tell, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh coming because the bookmark is at the bottom. There was no Meleishis HaShonah V'Adachet Shonah. By him, every Chodesh was full. Even if he had a very busy month and he couldn't learn as much as he wanted to, but he knew, I got through Shisha Seder the Mishnah. Zman Nokat. You always, everybody knows that Mishnah stands for Zman Nokat, Zroi, Moed, Noshim, Nezikin, Kodshim, Taras. That's Zman Nokat. You take time. Zman Nokat. Mishnah is a Gevaldige Indian that if you do it, but it has to be with a Seder. So you have to sit down, takes 20 minutes, and work it out, and Choyt V'Leyav. That has to be. The Chidor says, Chidor's God of Yisrael 200 years ago, Svarda Shagod, and he said that the Mishnayis is the Torah Shebiksav of Torah Shebalpeh. It's the textbook. He even says that Mishnayis has got something different than Gemara. Gemara, if you just say Gemara and you don't know what you're saying, you get no schar at all. Because Gemara is the explanation of the Torah Shebalpeh. Mishnayis, he says, as long as you know Pirush HaMilos, as long as you know what the words mean, you don't understand the deep part of the Mishnah, so you don't know the svaras. Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hashanah Rabbi Yom Tov, Bisham Ha'omrim to Ochel, or Bisham Ha'omrim to Ochel. That way, Bisham, are you allowed to eat it? Why are you allowed to eat it? Why not? Even if you don't know the reasons, you are learning, it's like Torah Shmiksav. Torah Shmiksav, if you know the Perush HaMilas, or even without Perush HaMilas in Torah Shmiksav, you are Mekayim a Mitzvah. You get the Schar for Limud HaTorah. I was thinking that Sheker Hachin, Vehevel Hayoifi, Isho Yiras Hashem, he says, hello. The MSC is that from Mishnayis, Velt Minishkan Godl, it's true. But Mishnayis, and the Gemara says that Mishnayis is, it's Sheker really. Bachashicha Yishalochu. This is, if you only learn Mishnayis and you don't know the Maskonos of the Gemara, you don't get anything from that. Sheker Hachin, Hachin is 63. Hachin. Sheker Hachin. If you only learn the 63 Masechtas, it's Sheker. The Hevel Hayoif, if you want the beauty, you have to have Hevel. Hevel is 37. There are 37 Masechtas on Gemara. So Sheker Hachin, the Hevel Hayoif, you know, everybody learns Gemara. We all learn our Gemara. But you have the side limud of this, even though the Gemara says that Mishnayis is not the top, but you won't let time running away, and you know the amount of ideas you get. Maser Sheni, Chala, Ola, Negoim, Por, Taras, Mikvois, Nida. Machshirim, Zovim, beautiful, it's a Kenyan. There are 524 Pokim in Shas. Bigmacha Talmud Bavli, by the way. Talmud Bavli, Pokim in Shas. No, so you need very big mathematics. If you want to finish in a year, you do a perik and a half. You do a perik and a half a day, a perik and a half of Mishnayis a day, then you finish Shas, that means all Mishnayis, in a year. Very interesting. Two pokim a day, and you do two pokim a day. You need a bit more time for that. You can't rush it off. It won't work. So then you have to be a realistic Christian. Rav Ashi wrote the Perush on the Mishnayos. There are 4,187 Mishnayos in Shas. 4,187. Rav Ashi was Nifter in the year 4187. 4187. So he made the Perush on Mishnayos. If you want to finish Mishnayos in a year, then in a regular year, you have to do 12 Mishnayis a day. 12 Mishnayis a day is not so much. But you have to keep it up. And then if you have an Ibiyor, where you've got an extra month, you can do 11 Mishnayis a day. You'll have a few days spare at the end. 11 Mishnayis a day. It's something which is not impossible. But again, throwing can be done on its own. Taras can be done on its own. The main thing is that the year doesn't run away. And it's hopefully ever. You have your little luach, and you know exactly where you're up to. Just to give a bit of a geschmack into Mishnayos, I'll tell you a few interesting things about Mishnayos. You may find some things a bit interesting. First of all, in my school I had a boy who learnt a lot of Mishnayos by heart. So I wanted to make a bit of a fuss of him. He wasn't even a mitzvah yet, and he knew something like 1,200 Mishnayos. So I walked into the classroom and I said to him, "You know Mishnayos?" "Yes, yes." "Okay, I'll ask you a couple of questions. Do you mind?" "No." "Okay, what have we done?" So this Mishnah. "Okay, where does Mishnah call Moshe Rabbeinu at Tzaddik?" "Moshe at Tzaddik." So he looks, little boy, remember. Married now. A little boy, chubby fellow, and he says, Nedorim end of Perek Gimel. I said, you got it? He goes, right, Mishan Tzadik, fantastic. A little 12-year-old, beautiful. Then I said to him, tell me, which Tana do you think is mentioned most in Shas? A little 12-year-old, which Tana is mentioned most in Mishnayos? And he looks at me. And then he says, after about 10 seconds, I think Rabbi Yehuda. Little boy, 12-year-old, I think Rabbi Yehuda. I said, I also do. He goes, right, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Why Rabbi Yehuda? Well, that fits in already with that, my own Torah. That in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof, the Gemara says, Sheka Achein Behevel Ayoyfi Isha Yiros Hashem Yitzisarol. Torah has gone through many generations. Sheka Achein. Very interesting how the Gemara calls that Sheka Achein. Moshe, Yeshua. Yeah, it was easy. A Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua. No wonder the Yidmus so good. Hevel Ayoyfi. Torah of Cheskio HaMelech. Even children knew Shas, they knew everything. Also no Chochmah. Gvaldik. They were learning with such a smother. What do you expect any different? Isho Yiras Hashem Yitzis Halo. Oh, who's that? That's the Torah of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda was so poor, he could never go in the street together with his wife. Because they only had one cloak. And you can imagine the cloak wasn't a man's coat or a lady's coat, otherwise they wouldn't both be able to wear it. So they had one cloak and they could only go in the street. She had to go shopping, he had to stay at home. He went to the spender, she had to stay at home. And Shisho Talmidim Miskasin Betalis Echos. They had one cloak to keep them warm. Six Talmidim Mutaratal. The poverty was terrible there. And yet they produced such Talmidim Chachamim. Does this Isha Yiras Hashem? He says, hello. So I thought to myself, no. Rabbi Yehuda Scha, for that, is a Torah B'Tzah. He is mentioned the most in Mishnah. Could be. Interesting, the Mishnahs are not just haphazard. How many Mishnahs here? I'll give you a few Masechtas, you'll find. How many Mishnahs are there in Trumas? Masechtas Trumas? 101. Truma Oila, Be'echad Omeya. If one or Truma falls into 100, it's Oila, it's bottle. Truma, the bittle, is not 60, it's 100. 101. So 101 Mishnahs in Trumas. How many Mishnahs in Sanhedrin? 71. Sanhedrin Gedoila. 71 Mishnayos. How many Mishnayos in Aegeus? Hey, eight. 74, of course. Peor deals with Matnasanim, Evyonim. Evyon Mishnayos in Peor, 69. By the way, 69, if you do three Mishnayos a day, you finish in 23 days. Good on me. You do two Mishnayos a day, you finish in a month. Peor, you got Peor, can you? I remind myself that I had a boy once, a Talmud. He wasn't doing very well in Gemara. But when it came to Mishnayos, that's where he excelled. He did very well. And he decided, Peor, I'm going to know. And I remember still, we bowled over, he got a 99 or something for his test on Peor. Masechta, he was Koina Masechta. I'm sure he knows it till today. 655 Mishnayos in Mizraim, as I mentioned before. Bigamach HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So he said, what's I going to do with it? Tosfos says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, V'hoyo Emunas Yitecho. Choysin Yeshua is Chochmas for Das, Yiras Hashem Yitzor. Those are the six Sidre Mishnayos. Emunas is Roim. Why is Emunas Roim? A farmer takes good seeds, which you could make a food out of it, and puts it in the ground. What a waste! Because he relies on a Kodesh Baruch. Emunah. So Emunas, and Tosfos uses the Loshon, Demamin Bechaye Ho'elomim V'Zoireya. He's Mamin Chaye Ho'elomim, to some the Loshon, the Mamin, he believes in Chai Oilomim Bezerea. Well, I just got some news for you. The Mamin Bechai Oilomim Bezerea at Begimach 655. That's how many Mishnahs there are in Israel. Erechin, 50 Mishnahs. Talks about Yoivu. Yoivu is 50. The Chofetz Chaim brings in Teres Habayis, brings him, I think, Rabbi Yisrael Natan's on. Maybe I've got it wrong. Ha'aliso min Sho'el Nafshi. Ha'aliso min, you say from this Meshich HaLukas, Ha'aliso min Sho'el Nafshi is Rosh HaTevis Mishnah. Not in order. Ha'aliso min Sho'el Nafshi is Rosh HaTevis Mishnah. In other words, that if you learn Mishnayos, it saves you from Gehenem. Ha'aliso min Sho'el Nafshi. And who is in the front of Gehenem to see that nobody goes in? Osher Ben Yaakov. Don't ask me why. I thought he stayed. Osher Ben Yaakov, I think it's there. Osher Ben Yaakov is there to see that anybody who's learned Mishnayos, he won't let him in. May Osher Shmeino Lachmo, Shmeino Oishes Mishnah. This is brought by the Chofetz Chaim. I thought to myself, when I saw that, I was falling asleep one night, and I thought to myself, who made the Mishnah? I said, Tanoim. Tanoim, Bigmatya Osher. Osher is Bigmatya Tanoim. And the first word of Shas is, Me'emosai, Me'emosai, Bigmatya Osher. Osher is the one who is Mamunah, don't ask me why, but he's Mamunah on it. So, if you want to finish in 1 year, as I said, it's 12 Mishnahs a day. In Shnasa it was 11. One doesn't realize, this was just an example. I just want to whet your appetite for Mishnahs, but it could be anything. It could be Dafa Yoimi, it could be Tehillim, it could be anything which you have a cheshbon, which you notice that it shouldn't be Mereshis Hashanah, Vaad Achis Hashanah. It should be Vaad Achis Hashanah. When you finish the year, oh, I finished. Ach, Eppes getan. Ich gebe mit Eppes. We have to be very positive. We shouldn't say, I'm nothing, I'm nothing. You're not nothing. Why are you nothing? Rabbi Wigdemann has said, ich gebe mit Eppes. Ich komme mit Eppes. Tov shin ein ches. Ich gebe mit Eppes. I'm going to come with something. Just conclude the bracha of Mishnayos. The oisius of Mishnayos. The oisius of the Obbas, I'm sorry, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, are 13. 13 oisius. 13 letters. The Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudah, are 50. 50 letters. So if you take the Obbas and the Shvatim together, you have 63. There are 63 Masechtos Mishnah. So we're learning Pashat the Obbas and Shvatim. We said in Zechoinus, Zocharti Lehem Beris Rishonim, and Rashi says Beris Rishonim means the Shvatim. We come with the schus of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Shlotim when you learn Mishnah. And finally, B'shem Kadmoinim, they say, I worked it out, it's right. Zroim, Moed, Noshim, Yeshuas, some call Mezikin Yeshuas. Yeshuas, Kodshim, V'tares, is Begematria, exact. Yevrechacha Hashem, Yishmarecho, Yoir Hashem, Pono Ve'lecho, Yichuneko, Yisa Hashem, Pono Ve'lecho, V'yosim Lecho Sholem. Some gematrias don't need explanations, and some gematrias just defy the imaginations. Hasler of Feller, I don't know who worked this out, but it shows that this Inyan of Mishnayos brings a gewaltige Sholem ba'olam, which we zoiche taka, not only that the year shouldn't run away with us, but there's the Shem with this Inyan of the limit of Mishnayos, we bring Sholem ba'olam, the Bias Mashiach, the King of the Mehav Yamin. Amen. 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 Amen.